Getting a haircut during the period of the 3 weeks. It's recorded in the Mishnah Maseches Tainis 26b that on the week of Tisha B'Av, it is forbidden for one to get a haircut. And so is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 551, Halacha 3 in the Mechaber. However, the Ramah records in 551 Halacha 4 that the Ashkenazi custom is to be stringent and avoid haircuts starting from the 17th of Tammuz. Thus, we have a discrepancy between Ashkenazim and Sephardim in the restriction of haircutting. For Ashkenazim, it is forbidden for one to get a haircut throughout the entire period of the 3 weeks, while for Sephardim, the prohibition only begins the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, in those years that Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, then there is no restriction. And technically, even if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, Sephardim are accustomed to follow that the week before does not have the status of the week of Tisha B'Av. Nonetheless, regarding haircuts, the Sephardi poskim write, the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChai, and the Moed HaKol Chai, that they should be stringent. So bottom line, in years that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed to Sunday, Sephardim are accustomed to begin the haircut restrictions the Sunday before. Body hair. The prohibition against haircutting is not only to the hair of the head, but to any body hair, to any hair anywhere of the body, whether arms, legs, chest, and of course face. Regarding the mustache, however, it is permitted for one to trim the mustache hairs that interfere with eating, and this applies even during the week of Tisha B'Av, although there are some paiskim which are stringent in the week of Tisha B'Av. Regarding women, it is disputed amongst the paiskim whether the haircut restriction during the 3 weeks applies to women as well. The basis of this debate is the fact that there are lenient opinions regarding women cutting hair after Shiva during Shloshim. Practically, we are accustomed to be stringent that women do not cut their hair during the 3 weeks, as rules the Kaf HaChaim. Nonetheless, hair that is sticking out of a head covering of a married woman may be cut for tznius purposes. Likewise, she may cut hair for the sake of immersion in a mikveh. Likewise, a wife may shave body hair for beauty purposes, up until the week of Tisha B'Av. The same heter applies for girls who are of Shaduchim age, but they may cut hair for beauty purposes up until the week of Tisha B'Av. Regarding children, it's forbidden for an adult to cut a child's hair during the period of the 3 weeks. This applies even if the child is below the age of Chinuch. Nonetheless, there are Paiskim who are lenient and say that until the week of Tisha B'Av, you may cut a child's hair, and therefore in a case of need, one may be lenient to do so. While whether it is permitted to brush one's hair during the 3 weeks, practically the custom is to be lenient, especially for women. It is permitted for women to pluck their eyebrows during the 3 weeks. A child who becomes 3 years old during the 3 weeks is to have his haircut delayed until the 10th of Av after Chatzos. A Baal Bris, which includes the Sanduk, the Mayhel, and the father of the child being circumcised, is debated regarding in the Paiskim if he may get a haircut during the 3 weeks. And practically the custom is to permit him to get a haircut until the week of Tisha B'Av, although the haircut may only be done on the day or night before the bris. It is debated whether a bar mitzvah boy may get a haircut during the 3 weeks prior to the week of Tisha B'Av. If one got a haircut before the 3 weeks, but it turned out bad, he may be lenient to finish his haircut during the 3 weeks in order so he doesn't look like an awkward individual. Necessary hair cutting for other reasons is permitted, such as if gum got stuck in your child's hair, you may remove and cut that hair off from the child's head in order to remove the gum. Likewise, if for medical reasons some hair needs to be cut, it may be cut during the 3 weeks. One who is treating his hair for lice is allowed to cut his hair to remove the lice. A person who did not get a haircut before the 3 weeks and looks unrepresentable and is planning to have a meeting with a prestige individual, and in order to make an impact on the individual, he needs to cut his hair, is to speak to a Rav if and when a heter is applicable.